Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, Time to Press the Restart Button.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is in their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body by the power that enables him also to bring all things into subjection to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, beloved. The word of the Lord. I think it's time to press the restart button. How many times have you thought about that and about life and the challenges in life? I think about that because of how many times I botch up my cell phone. There are times in which my very expensive little cell phone gets all clogged up. There are some times that I mess it up, but sometimes it seems it gets all clogged all by itself without any help from me. And after trying everything I possibly can to correct things, I eventually resort to shutting it off, just pushing the restart button. And when it opens up, it's like a miracle. It's all back to where it was initially, and I can use it again. The same is true of my computer. I am probably one of the most impatient computer users in the world, and I want things to open even faster than immediately. And when it doesn't, I'll press another button. And when it doesn't open still, I press more buttons until the thing freezes, and I have no choice but to shut it down, to press the restart button. And take all the time it takes to reopen, to put in all my passwords, to open all the apps, to start all over from scratch, all because of my self-centered impatience in the first place. What could have taken just a few seconds of patience has now taken many minutes before I can get back to work. It's time to press the restart button. In much of life, especially as I see it here in the United States. Many might know that in the United States, we're in the throes of a fiercely fought, ugly presidential election. It's actually been going on for weeks because of millions and millions of handwritten votes being sent in and ballots. Campaigning has been going on for years and is pretty disgusting for most of us. Getting to election ballot results may now take months before we know who was elected. It has been very, very challenging, and the days are extremely frustrating, and maintaining hope is one of the strongest challenges that we have. Paul is challenging the Philippians today about focusing too much on themselves, especially the converts from Judaism to Christianity. He's confronting them and challenging them because they're going back to circumcision and they're going back to eating only kosher foods. And he's telling them, you're not saving yourselves. It's not about you. It's not about your history. It's not about your tradition. It's not about all the things that give you comfort and make you feel like you're achieving your salvation. It's about Jesus Christ. Get over yourselves. It's about Jesus Christ. I want to often say the same thing to so many of us in the United States. We've turned everything into politics. We cannot even wear a mask to protect ourselves from COVID-19 or to protect others from us because we've politicized even wearing masks. It's all become about personal rights and personal freedoms instead of personal responsibility for the common good. We're in tough times here. It's time to press the restart button. We're losing sight of the Christianity that is supposed to be the foundation even of our politics, of our country, of our government, of our way of living in relation to one another. Our citizenship is in heaven. And maybe as we're wrestling with citizenship in the United States these days, we have to say those words over and over again. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we need to start. We need to press the restart button. I believe it to be critically so for Americans. I invite us all on this day to apply that to ourselves in whatever ways we need to. It will take courage. And my God, it will take humility, something we are in short supply of. It will take humility. But what I hear from Paul to the Philippians today is that it's time. It's time to press the restart button. God help us all.